Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cat. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.
Well, wake up out there. Good evening. It is Think Thursday. I know that each and every one of you out there had a wonderful day today. If you did not have a good day today, you will have a better one tomorrow, because we have to think how to reflect, realign, and restructure and keep on moving forward. We have an exciting show this evening. We have Gloria Melion coming on with us, talking about wellness, happiness, and whatever she feels. And, of course, Miyoshi What's Up is going to talk to us about learning lessons. Because learning lessons bring blessings. Can I wait to hear that? And before we get started, remember, Saturday, June 26th, there's going to be a book signing event at the Crypto in Inglewood, California at 614 Manchester. Dr. E. Faye Williams, CEO and President of the National Congress of Black Women, has authored the book, The Legacy of Dick Gregory, okay? And it is Wake Up, Stay Woke, Running for Your Life. And it's going to be an exciting event because this book is a bit different, because it is not coming from research. It's coming from first-hand information and true facts. So it's going on from 4 to 6 o'clock. Try to be there. It's going to be something that's going to be very exciting. It's going to be questions and answers. And you can find out a lot that you need to know. But this is a living legend. This lady is on a nationwide tour with that book, and she has some information for you, and she has some acclamations behind you, and she's going to give you true facts. So before we get going, I want you to think about this, because I don't know what your day was like out there, but for those who didn't have such a great one, keep this in mind.
can tell me what to do. Cause what are you doing? I'm doing for you. Next.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really not stupid. Eagle chase is not my thing. All these strange relationships really get me down. I see nothing wrong.
Right, keep that in mind before we bring Miss Nelly on with us this evening to give us some helpful information. I want to share this with you. You know, certainly there will be times when you will wish that you had more spending money, more time to sleep, and more time for fun and recreation. You may feel restricted now, but you should consider your current situation as the perfect set of circumstances for your growth. Within the restrictions that define your present existence, the only thing to do is to discipline yourself, head in the direction of growth and self-improvement. And on that note, you know, you don't have to worry about everybody talking about you. It is your prerogative, but the most important thing is to keep yourself balanced and to be happy, okay? Happiness is the key. And on that note, we have Miss Happiness with us today, Miss Gloria Melion, that's going to care and share with you for a moment here. Gloria, are you with us? We're waking up with Linda McShann.
I am, Linda. I'm right here.
Well, hello. And welcome in and welcome back. And I'm just going to put this out here because you know I can get carried away. We appreciate your taking out your time to come and care and share with us today. And on that note, I'm just going to let you take it away. What you going to share with us today, Miss Melion?
Well, I thought about why we need to take a break sometimes.
That's what
I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you know how this last 15 months and counting has been super, I don't know what adjective you want to use, crazy. It's been up and down and all around and the whole nine yards. And not just the pandemic, but life in general, you know, can be overwhelming. And, you know, we end up stressed out, drained. And, you know, we're exhausted both physically and mentally. And human beings, we're like prone to wearing ourselves out with busy lives, running here and there, trying to achieve this and that and that and all, everything else you could think of. You know, we're always in pursuit of learning. And that's a good thing, too. But then there are times when we should, you know, like do a little pushback and, you know, just like we charge our phones all the time, you know, when they run out. So our bodies are similar and sleep is the method that we use to recharge ourselves. But taking a break is absolutely necessary and essential, you know, for overall mental health and well-being. So I just, you know, not that we need to be convinced of that, because we all know that if we took a break, you know, it might give us a little room to breathe and regroup and just, you know, getting our thoughts together, becoming clearer. So, you know, the number one thing is, you know, our health is very important. And, you know, you can run yourself to the point where you're so exhausted that it begins to affect other things in your life. And some people are eager, like myself, to take a break. And some people just, you know, will work until, you know, their, I don't know, their fingers drop off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we need not to get to that point. We need to catch ourselves before we get so exhausted that we could barely move and think and that type of thing. It's very important. And so, you know, our health is the utmost important thing. And, you know, running yourself at both ends of the stick will, you know, ultimately have some effect on our health, and usually not in the best way. So we should take a break just to give ourselves a chance to, you know, to renew ourselves. That's what taking a break helps us to do, helps us to get clear about. I know in my own case, you know, there's so many things coming at you in all directions. And sometimes I just, you know, think, okay, I'm going to put this stuff over here in my head now until I have a chance to actually, you know, relax and be able to take it in.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've, you know, brought myself up to such a level that I can't even, you know, function properly. You know, I have to take a break at that point. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, like taking a break actually stops you from getting, you know, exhausted and burning yourself out, because that's what will happen if you do not take a break. And so, of course, it helps us to deal with stress. Even though the break that I took, I was very grateful for it. It's never long enough, so is it? But
nope.
I'm sure that I would have. But one thing I do know, that I didn't think about anything but where I was, but about where I was. I did not allow myself to think about anything that had gotten me to the point of exhaustion.
Right.
I was able to just, you know, to let it go. And, you know, like, you know, it just makes sense. You know, if you fill something up, there's no room to let anything else in. And sometimes when it's so, you know, filled up, we can't even think straight or, you know, do what we need to do to take care of ourselves. So, again, breaks helps us to deal with stress, because, like, we grow at our own pace.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to understand that as human beings, we're each unique, and grow at our own pace, which is it's something that we need to do. We need to take out the time to recharge our batteries, and there are, let's see, like sometimes you have to take a moment to yourself to realize that you grow again at your own pace, and that, like, I don't know, some people just have a high tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not good to always, you know, push that tolerance, even though, you know, you could be working at something and just, like, just flat tired, and some of us won't stop. We'll just keep going until we achieve whatever it is that we're after. But sometimes we find that even though we achieve, we're too stressed out to actually enjoy, you know, the accomplishments that we were after in the first place.
That's true.
So, I mean, it's super important. And also, taking a break allows us a chance to discover or rediscover, you know, things about ourselves. But sometimes we can work so hard, we forget what my name is, what I like to do, what, you know, things about myself, because I'm just at the point of just exhaustion. And that's not a place that we need to be in.
No,
we have
you
to
can't
learn to pull ourselves away.
Pull out. I'm taking a trip. I'm packing a bag, and I call them energy vampires. I pack a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they start charging, I could take a flight, okay? And that flight might be from the kitchen to the living room. Might be a short distance, but I know how to shut it down real quick. If the sky is not falling and knocking me out and the roof is not falling on my head, I don't care. But because you can't set your pace, as you say, Gloria, you know, trying to keep up, trying to do this. And we've all been shut in for these 15 months. So everybody wants to get out there, but we were not resting.
Right.
Doing this event,
exactly.
We were stressing and worrying. So that wasn't really a break, okay, trying to regroup. Well, like I said earlier, to reflect, to realign, and to restructure, it's something that has to be done. And you have to work on saying less yeses and learn how to say more nos. Because, see, everybody is moving at a certain the speed here, and of course everybody thing is very important, and the commitments, and they want it now. So I've learned how to say, let me get back to you, okay? Let me get back to you. I'm
right.
A&A or try to that last minute, you know, that last minute stuff that don't work too well with me at all. So you know, it's not good to be stressed. It's not good to be rushed. So when you say the health is very important, because it does go down. You know, some people play tennis, some people walk, some people, you know, I personally like, because energy flows through our bodies, and it blocks. It's a blockage, and you get that blockage there. So I'll go stare at the moon and go find me a Reiki master. It's like moving on out because they got to go. And once you do that, that's what chills me. Then everything opens up. That creativity comes out.
All of it is out.
So when you say take a break, you take a break. You just go stare up at, I'll stay up under at an oak tree for 30 minutes or an hour or whatever I have to do. And some days, you know, just get up and say, you know what, I'm not doing nothing. What are you doing today, Linda? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm having this tea, whatever, do my stretches, talk to my mental, deal with the universal forces, and do absolutely nothing. And it makes you feel good, you know, because traveling now, you know, I love to travel, Gloria, as you, but I'm not too swift on getting up in them clouds right now. So I have to find alternate ways of doing things, you know, but that drum, rush, trying to get everything taken, it is not good on your health. So I'm glad that you came to share with us to give us the secret of pushing back. Because it's very important. Push, you can call it push back, me time, go jump in a lake, however way you want to put it. I try to do it in a loving way, but it's like, I'm not picking up the phone. I don't care who it is. Leave a message. Send a carrier pigeon, whatever you want to do. Sit here and stare at the ceiling all day long. And if nothing else, and then you get angry with yourself because you try to, we get in the habit, like you say, of getting all of this stuff out the way. You know, when I move, I make a list. I have a map, and I go on that checkoff list and get it out the way and get the routes and stuff. So if someone comes in there and alter that, I get pretty upset about it. I try to leave time for what I call crisis management. I leave time for the crisis, but I'm not the yes girl anymore, because you have to learn how to push back and learn to use more no's than you said yeses. And that's a pretty darn good feeling.
It's actually a form of, you know, self-care. When you can say no.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when it's something that pushes you beyond where you need to be, no is the answer in that, you know, situation.
And no, without an explanation, okay? I don't know your explanation.
Yeah, exactly.
I said no, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you travel
out, it's a very offensive part.
It is a very what? Can say that again, Gloria?
I was just saying that as a very essential part of the self-care process. You know, knowing when to say no is very important, as just as important as knowing that, you know, you should. But to actually say no is the best, you know, thing in that situation. And, you know, it'll keep us healthy and happy for a longer time because, you know, the other thing was about the, self-discovery. You know, by this time we know a lot about ourselves. But then we've been so busy across, you know, the span of time that there are things that we haven't even discovered about ourselves. And so that's what I want us to remember, that, you know, taking breaks gives you the opportunity to rediscover or to discover things about yourself that can, you know, keep you healthy for a longer time, keep you happy, you know, the whole nine yards. So it's to our benefit to find ways of practicing self-care, and taking a break is one of those ways. And however it is, whatever you may come up with that relaxes you is one of the things that, you know, you want to incorporate into your life. You know, like, for instance, sometimes I just like to sit down and go through a magazine that I have, say, Essence magazine. I get very relaxed sometimes, you know, seeing pictures of black women achieving things. You know, this is just that's just one thing. It doesn't have to be, you know, that serious. But I'm just saying that is something that I like to do. It relaxes me. And then I notice that after I finish, you know, then I might go finish up something I started earlier, because now I have this added energy from just taking a little time away. So I just want to, you know, put that out there as a form of self-care and something that we should, you know, work toward incorporating into our daily lives.
Well, you know, that you said some correct words to me. I appreciate you coming in and breaking it down the way that you break it down, because we've gone through a lot in this year and a half, but we haven't really been resting. We've been doing more work and stressing because of the, you know, just the uncertainties and things. And it's
of it all,
thing,
it's real.
Yeah, to come in and still, while we're on that topic, you know, I've always expressed to you that, you know, don't be so quick to jump out there and jump in the barrel, you know. The stuff is still out there, and you don't live your life in fear, but you have to have wisdom and take caution. So everything, people are opening up and things are opening up, and, you know, it's like, okay. Let me think about it.
Right? Is this
because
for me?
you want to do things, or, you know, if you give persons your word for different situations, you kind of like want to follow through with them. But sometimes if it's not going to be conducive for your health, or you feel a little bit uncomfortable about it, then you just have to make up on that word at a later date. All right, to do what you have to do, or where, if it's an event or something you have to attend, you don't have to stay at the event a whole 8 hours, okay? Go in and do what you have to do, make a presence, and go back home, all right? And shower and wash and go through your routine. So it's like, you know, I'm not hanging, I'm not opening it up, I'm not closing it down. I'm just coming to show my face, and you can't really see my smile because I definitely still have this mask on. And make sure that it matches my outfit, but I'm just here to say hello, and I'm out, you know, to do stuff like that. But self-care is very, very important, and you can tell when a person takes care of that self-care. And there's several people, and I really have to think about how I approach them. And I like to ask them, when are you going to do something that's making you happy? And they look at you.
Right.
Okay, because, of course, that will definitely put someone on the defense, but you're seeing things. You know, you got persons that they take care of everybody, and anybody call or whatever, they're right there to be right there. And, They running around doing this, and they running around this, and I know that we're all our own individuals, but when are you going to do something that makes you happy?
Right.
And it's hard to ask an individual that, but if you care about them, you just ask it and let it rip, you know, because that way you're seeing things, because they can tell you how to do self-care, and they can make all kind of suggestions for you. But what are you doing for yourself?
For yourself,
you know,
right?
Do you get in that mirror every day and run that mirror away, telling that mirror how gorgeous and beautiful you are? Because that's my mirror. Get tired of seeing me because I get up talking to it, okay? And then when people say, well, you know, go and you're a beautiful person, child, you ain't said nothing but a word. Don't you know I know that beauty? Okay, I talk about it every day, because if you don't care, but that is a vital part of self-care, of getting away, sticking your feet in the ocean, letting that sun beat down on you, or just sitting up, sitting up under an oak tree or whatever. All of that is a part of self-care. So, Ms. Melion, you know, I know that you still self-caring. I know you still self-caring. And it wasn't quite long enough for you there. But we appreciate you coming on, giving us this reminder. And you said it's a great benefit to practice that. And if you'd like to stay on and listen, we have Miss Miyoshi. What's Up is coming on, and Miyoshi is talking about learning lessons can bring them blessings. So I'm just waiting
to
hear what she's going to put out here. But on that note,
make sure you send it to me.
I will. I'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
And I want you to have a lovely evening. And thank you again, Ms. Gloria Melion,
telling us how to take
the break and push back. And we love you. Have a great evening. I'm going to play a little bit of this
before
I bring Yoshi What's Up on. Love you.
All right.
And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. So now I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me see. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gonna come. I said, I know.
Say the change is here because we have Miyoshi. What's up with us this evening? And the change is already here. Miyoshi, what's up? Are you going to care and share with us this evening?
Absolutely, Linda. Happy Thursday, everyone. What's up, Linda? Hey, Wisdom.
Hey, Wisdom is over here waiting to hear from you. My first question to you is, well, my first statement is thank you so much for taking out the time. And the second one is, are you still eating those macadamia nuts or are you back in the USA?
Yeah, I'm back, Linda. It was
okay.
A beautiful and magical experience. As I have stated last Thursday, it was magical, very enlightening, very spiritual, just spending time with my sister. It was just so beautiful. So, you know, you just have to enjoy life, take it one day at a time. But tonight's topic, I want to get right into it, is learning the lessons to receive the blessings. So,
yes.
As you guys know, I'm always talking about my life because that's the only thing that I can really talk about and to, you know, share my experience. So I just feel like at this point in my life, I'm really at this, like, vocal point of the lessons that is occurring in my life, just being an adult, growing, and just experiencing these lessons and allow myself to grow through the pain and the hurt. And like I've always said, that everything that has been birthed as far as the universe and anything always starts in the dark and then it comes to light. So I'm just allowing myself to let go, to feel, to experience, and to allow love to heal me in every area of my life. Understanding that sometimes lessons teach us for the next level that we're going into that we may need more strength, you know, more faith, more self-control, as we all know. I think one of my biggest lessons in this transition in my life is really self-control and controlling my emotions, because wherever the universe is about to take me, I'm going to have self-control and to control my emotions. And I'm starting to understand that on this level that I'm on. So for me, the lesson that I'm getting is self-control. And that's one of the fruits of the spirit is self-control. So me just finding that in that area, it may be sometimes it's hurtful. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting played because I'm not acting out or being vocal, as I would say, about situations that, you know, I feel like I may need to always defend myself, being silent and being calm and taking it with ease and not taking things personal. Linda, you have always told me sometimes the person that's acting out could be you. You know, could be what I have experienced. So, and having grace towards, you know, people and situations. And sometimes the situation that occurs in our lives don't always have to be the person. It could be you and a test, and that you need to pass to get to the next level. And that's what I'm experiencing right now. And I'm so grateful, you know, for it, because it's teaching me such a greater lesson from where I'm going. And I'm evolving, you know, as a woman and as a leader, how I'm going to lead people if I'm out here acting crazy, right? So I need to calm that Leo. I need to calm that Leo, suppress, you know, that masculine side of me, and learn to move with the feminine energy that I have and to move with grace and elegance. And that's what I'm doing. And sometimes it's a war, it's a fight, because I feel like I always have to defend myself. But I'm trying to understand, like, moving with more grace and more compassion towards myself, and moving with elegance and allowing my feminine side, it's allowing me to be more calm and more loving, you know, for me, and having grace towards myself and talking to myself and allowing myself to be like, it's okay, you know. So I just want to allow and let people know that, find a lesson, you know, in whatever situation that you may be going through in life, and so you can receive the blessing. And one of my lessons, my bigger lessons right now, is self-control. And I really truly believe that it's a breakthrough in my self-control, because where I'm going next, I'm going to need that, you know. So I'm just excited about what the future has for me. I'm excited because I'm not the same person that I was. I have literally had enlightenment, and I literally am vocal and focused on my purpose and my higher calling. And I understand that I know I have a higher calling, and it's not an easy, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown. So I have to, you know, wear that with grace. I have to walk steady, and I have to sit on my crown and not allow people to take me off my throne. So that's what I'm learning in this. I'm learning in this world, and, you know, just trying to not allow that lion to roar.
Yeah, well, you know that we are that the roaring lions, and I'm smiling over here because as you're speaking, I'm also reflecting, relining, and restructuring, because we do have that tendency to get it out there and to get it straight. And like you say, sitting back with that self-control, with that composure, and with that eloquency, and just putting that little half, you don't have to be a fool smile, just a half smile. That half smile is deep rooting, okay? Because when you put that half smile out there and not express those emotions, individuals get a little worried, you know, because they do see the change, or they do want to change. And the best thing that my mother always told me was to be mystique, you know, always be mystique. Then that way, when a person thinks you're coming through from the left window, you're really coming up through the floorboard. And it takes control and composure in order to be there. But if you're all emotional in it, and if you're passionate, see, individuals get emotions and expressions mixed up, you know, because persons with passion deliver their dialogue a little bit differently, because most passionate individuals don't like to repeat themselves, okay? So they
get it out.
You don't want to repeat yourself. It's like, I'm going to tell you now, and I want you to understand it, and don't come back again.
Right.
Okay, because I don't feel like mentioning it. So when we go with that passion, it appears that the emotions are a little bit stronger than what they are. You cannot change who you are. You have to be who you are. You're moving with the authenticity, but you have control over it. And it's always best to control yourself rather than have others control you, okay?
Absolutely. You can't let nobody take you as a remote.
Yes.
You're not a remote control.
Yes. So
you're not a remote control.
No, I'm hearing them buttons. You know, we got buttons. We got underlining stuff there that has to be cleaned out. We need to take that bulldozer. So sometimes those triggers are hit. But what I have learned to do, and I see that you're doing it, and many, many people are learning this through this event, we learn how to cover those buttons with some velvet, okay? So you can't get to them too quickly, because once you push it, be ready for whatever you're going to get, okay? And it's nothing wrong with getting it out. It's nothing wrong with it.
No, it's nothing wrong.
You know, you can't walk with it in you, but like you say, the most important thing, lesson that you're getting, is to have that self-control. Because really, it's all because you're recognizing it. You see the growth, and it gets funny to you, doesn't it? When you find yourself doing something that you would have normally done another way, and you did not do it that way, it's funny to you, because you said, if that would have been me 2 weeks ago, I would have never done it like that.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't even want to think about it. I do not even want to think about it, Linda, what I would have done. a year ago. So I just want to let everyone know, just find a lesson in whatever situation that's going in your life and just take it as a lesson learned and move forward and just apply it to the next level so you can receive your blessing. I feel like sometimes one thing my mentor, Dr. Patricia Lyons, told me, she always told me, be still and watch the salvation of the Lord. One of the biggest things I used to have a problem with, but it's starting to be an easy thing for me just to be still, be quiet, and just allow the universe to take care of you because I'm upright and righteous, and I move with my heart at all times. And that's why sometimes I be sensitive when I feel like I'm getting played, but I understand, you know, what comes up must come down and what goes around comes around. So with that being said, I just want to tell you guys I love you guys. Learning a lesson to receive a blessing, please receive your blessing. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody can stop your blessing but you. So you have to remember that. And with that being said, I want to tell my ladies to keep your head up, lips closed, eyes open. And to my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke.
Now, you got it from Miyoshi. What's up out there? She brings it to you. You know, learning lessons bring blessings. Miyoshi, we love you. Have a wonderful evening. I will be speaking with you later on. And, again, welcome back. Hope you brought me back some macadamia nuts. I know that blue ocean was good for your head. I cannot wait to experience it. Love you. And I'll be talking
love
with you
too.
Later. Have a great evening. Miyoshi, what's up, y'all?
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Tomorrow night for the interview with Dr. Ethe Williams, CEO and President at the National Council of Black Women.
But did you know what life is worth? You would look for yours on earth, and now will you see the light? You stand up for your right. Yeah. Get up, stand up. Yeah, yeah. Stand up for your right.
Collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.